You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank and Barry Laminek, two in the books, one to go as we are rolling through a Thursday afternoon show, and we love you being a part of it. We kind of struck a nerve with you guys today when we brought up the topic of the most hated guys in sports that you hate, whether you hate them because of something they've done to your team or just because you hate them in general. We've had a lot of great responses. Thank God we got out of toilet talk to get back to this. And Lance has been holding for quite a while. He's got a guy that probably is high on Texans fans' list. But, Lance, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hey, how y'all doing? Tom Brady is my most hated person. I'm a Raider fan, and I still remember it from the playoffs back in the early 2000s. Charles Woodson knocked that ball out.
Yeah, the tuck rule.
What's that?
That's how they got the tuck rule, when Charles Woodson knocked that ball out and they let it get away with it.
Exactly, exactly. And it still hurts today, you know. We haven't been in the playoffs, you know, in a long time. So, you know, I really like to see them in the playoffs. And, you know, hope Tom Brady, you know, doesn't do well, basically. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know that's messed up, but he hurt me for a long, long time. So, you know, that's the guy that I don't like the most.
Show
so.
Us on the doll where Tom Brady hurt you.
No, I'm supposed to be no you that's know what a, you need to do, one. Though? You now can get the Patriots 12 jersey, and instead of Brady on the back, you can put, he hurt you. And it actually makes more sense than the jerseys that said, he hate me.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger. Lance, we appreciate it. I had said, you said Stockton, you said Malone, you said we covered quite a bit of ground. But I said Matt Barnes, and I gave you some of the background. But this is directly from this article that just came out on Bleacher Report. And it's pertinent to Rockets fans for sure, because you remember what happened and you remembered how they got into it back and forth. But then when it extended to James's mom, it got personal to a new level and it really fired up Rockets fans. But in the article, they asked what happened between you and Harden's mom. He says, and this is from the article, during the game, he hears, take your bleep ass back to L.A. And he thinks to himself, there's no way this nice old lady just said that. To which he hears it again. And now he was sure. He didn't need to hear it again, but it came again, according to Barnes. Now he was pissed. It was game two of the Clippers-Rockets Western Conference semifinals at Toyota Center. According to reports, Barnes whipped around and yelled, suck my mm-mm. He denies this. He says he mouthed something different. Sure you did, Matt. The 55-year-old woman in question was Monye Willis, James Harden's mom. Barnes says he regretted his actions immediately, didn't know who the woman was. Mm-hmm, right. Barnes aggressively guarding Harden throughout the series, bumping him, growing technical fouls. We all know there's a backstory, and we all know exactly what was going down. But safe to say, for the sake of radio, the guys don't like each other. At halftime, still unaware of her identity, he approached her and said, excuse me, I apologize. It's the playoffs. I let my emotions get the best of me. I don't respect women like that. I lost my mom to cancer, quote unquote. And again to that, I say, and you know what I mean. Barnes says he reached out with his hand, but she left him hanging. Wouldn't you? After the game, which the Clippers lost by 6, still feeling guilty, he spotted her by the players' buses, walking with 4 men who all gave him dirty looks. He approached her and grabbed her arm to apologize once again, which she refused. It wasn't until he got on the Clippers bus that DeAndre Jordan told him, basically, quote, what happened between you and Harden's mom, end quote, to which Barnes sighed, are you kidding me? If he expects people to believe this, if he really thinks that this is, and honestly, the article is very good about explaining his background and a lot of why he tries to say he is the way he is, but that is just complete and utter bunk, for lack of another term. That's BS. I don't buy it for a second, and the fact that he put that in the middle of the article discredits everything else in it.
Well, why don't you buy it? I mean, do you think he should know who James Harden's mom is? I wouldn't know. Like, if Nick's mom is up here, I'm not going to know who she is until someone says, hey, that's Nick's mom. I mean, like, oh, I didn't mean to get her number.
Without question. Without question, you know, because anybody that's in that building, especially anybody that's around that building on a regular basis, knows that right where the Rockets tunnel is, the first four seats belong to James's family.
Even the opposing teams know?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of, because the players know each other.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then if you don't know her, she's normally sitting with James's brothers or family members, people that other people know too. And of course, James being an LA guy, that takes it another step further. And because of the fact that there was the back and forth, and I'm not going to get into too many details to say that I'm positive, but I will just say for the sake of radio, I know enough to know that I'm really sure in my mind he knew exactly who he was talking to and what he said. Including what they quote him saying to her that he denies, it's pretty accurate.
Wow, yeah, it's one thing to joke around with your boys about, you know, and do mom jokes and stuff, but to actually trash talk somebody's mom if you know that's their mom, regardless of what she says to you, that's pretty low.
Yeah, with the stuff that I've heard him say and seen what he's done, and he talks about it even in the article about how he hates the fact that, you know, he likes it back in the days with the bad boys and all the different violent things that happened with cheap shots in basketball, and that now he feels like they're playing flag football and it's just not the same game. Well, it's so that you can see the beauty of the game with the athleticism and the play above the rim as opposed to guys that are getting clotheslined going 100 miles an hour, and then you don't see that player for days and weeks on end because they're on IR. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why the rules have changed, but, you know, look, at the end of the day, too, and it also highlights how Derek Fisher kind of, I would say, violated the man card 10 times over because he ended up dating Matt Barnes' ex-wife after the two of them were teammates on the Lakers. And again, then you get into that whole the sacred locker room thing. But it's a great article to read, but it still doesn't change my feelings on Matt Barnes.
No, he will go down as one of the most hated by a lot of people.
I love it that we got another call, and I hope it's my man Chi-Town Mo, because if it is, that's great. Mo is on hold, and Mo wants to chime in. And the two guys he wants to chime in on, one I understand, but two I completely agree with. Mo, go for it. What do you got, my man? Go, Mo.
What up, fellas?
What up with you, man? Mo, you got us?
Turn your radio down. Just listen to the headset.
What up, fellas? Chi-Town here.
Yes, what I thought.
Not just because... I'm good. Not just because these guys play against, you know... Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
We're here, buddy.
Let's let him go, dude.
Mo, one last time. Turn the radio down. You're killing me because you're a regular to the show. It. All right, you got the radio
are you
down.
Drinking?
Listen to us on the phone and bring it.
Hey, like I said, it ain't because I'm a longtime Chicago fan, but LeBron James, respect his game, everything he does on the court. But as a leader, as a man, I mean, he belittles his players. His coach sends in a play and he blows him off and runs his own plays, and then he disappears at crunch time. You know, he gets a lot of these playoff games and you don't see him for 2-3 quarters when he's the man who can take over a game at any given point. And my equally hated person is Bill Laimbeer, who to me by far is and always has been the dirtiest player to ever play the game.
All right, Mo. Okay, and not that, again, I totally agree with that one. And I understand your sentiment on LeBron simply because you're a Bulls fan. And so there's a rivalry there. And look, I got criticized by a lot of people when when LeBron was playing against the Rockets 2 years ago and Harden ended up kicking him in the grapes. But before, at the end of that game, I said when LeBron went to the line, the Cavs were up, if you remember, and I said LeBron is a notorious choker at the free throw line, and
yes,
that's
sir.
Why I can see him missing one, if not both of these, and he did. And I actually got calls the next day from people, even with the league, that said you shouldn't have said that, and I said, but I was being honest, and basically, what's wrong with it if he backs me up? if he backs me up and proves that I'm right, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. But I took a lot of heat for that, so I can agree with that. But let me ask you this. We had a lot of people, as you know, throwing out their suggestions. And on the flip side, someone in our minds who had the audacity put Michael Jordan on that list.
Yeah, I heard that. And that comment about him killing his dad, I'd love to meet that guy in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's dirty, right? But overall, I mean, MJ, is that just like the flip side of you saying you hate LeBron because of the rivalry that he had with the Bulls for a time? And so people like in Cleveland could say that they hate Michael because of the same reasons.
Well, no, I don't hate LeBron. Again, I mean, I can't take away from his game. I'm not so ignorant to the game to go, oh, he sucks or whatever. Is he the best player in the NBA right now? Yes. Is he better than Michael Jordan? Of course I'm going to say no, but at the same time, if they were both playing their prime, I can't honestly say Mike could beat him because, I mean, he can guard anybody on the freaking floor, but it's his character that I don't like. His arrogance. He thinks he's bigger than the game. I mean, when your coach Michael Jordan never had his coach put a play in, and he basically throws his hands up, blows him off, and runs his own play. That's complete disrespect.
That's fair enough. We appreciate it, but man, we appreciate more than anything else that you are absolutely climbing the ladder, Mo. You have now moved on from the rug to the beanbag chair. We're going to give you the kitchen chair that we moved into the living room for standing instead of standing room only because you are a part of the show and a member of the family, and we love hearing from you.
How are you guys talking about LeBron doesn't come up in clutch, but with less than 2 minutes left in a tie game, he got the biggest block of the year against Andre Iguodala?
Barry, it's a body of work. It's not just one play. I mean, when you talk about Kobe, when you talk about Michael, these are guys that were assassins over and over and over again. If you want, for every example of the block, I can give you missed free throws, missed shots, or passing up the ability to take the last shot in key opportunities. So that's how you can weigh it out. Now, granted, look, I was a LeBron fan in the finals. I wanted him to win. He made all the right plays. And he's made a step in the right direction towards reversing my opinion. But it's a body of work over time. It's not just one play or in one moment. That's how I can answer that.
Huh?
Hey, join the discussion, 713-780-ESPN. You can text us, you can call us, or you can reach us on Twitter. We are here every day, all day, 1 to 4. ESPN 97.5 FM.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
What are you all smiles about?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season. And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. mybookie.lv.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
When medical emergencies happen, trust your best neighbors ever for quality emergency care from board-certified physicians. Neighbors Emergency Center is making lives better by providing exceptional medical care for you and your family 24/7, 365 days a year, with little to no wait time. At Neighbors Emergency Center, we are making lives better. With multiple locations around Houston, visit NEC24.com. That's NEC24.com. to find a center near you.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center downtown on I-10 eastbound at I-45, there's a stall. Also watch for a problem out on 288 northbound at Orem. This report is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Whole Foods Market has over 2,000 delicious sale items this week and every week for that matter. Here's one of them. Organic Gala apples, just $1.99 a pound through Tuesday. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com for all of this week's sales. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Man Centers, changing the men's health conversation. Man up your health.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack till 4 o'clock. We got a good one going. We got a lot of sports talk on. We had Pat Starr talk about the state of the Texans and their matchup with the Tennessee Titans. We talked about the Cougs taking on UConn. We talked a lot about fun and games in the bathroom with Raheel and Barry. And then we have talked all show long about the question I threw out early in the program today, which was, as we like to do from time to time, a Joel poll. We wanted to know, who's your most hated athlete in sports, whether they played against your favorite team or you just hated the way they did things? And you guys have had a lot of great, great suggestions. And you've backed them up fairly well for the most part. So we're going to do this till 4 o'clock, 713-780-ESPN. Or you can tweet us or you can text us on that 713-780-3776 number. And we will get them out on the air. I kind of gave you mine and I gave you the reasons why. And then I touched on this Bleacher Report article that highlights even more why I hate Matt Barnes, amongst others. Barry, you started with the Utah Jazz and Stockton and Malone,
yeah,
and all those guys.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, we've gone from there, and other people have had other suggestions, and we've even had some pretty good calls call in and explain, well, try to explain why. Some good, some not so
average.
Good. But the fact that they're making an effort to be part of the show is
sure
always a very good thing. So we want to hear from you as we span the globe and see what else is going on. I think one thing worth noting is a tip of the cap to Bill Brown. After 30-plus years in broadcasting and the television voice of the Houston Astros, Brownie called his last game yesterday at Minute Maid Field. And in typical Bill Brown fashion, he was humble. He didn't want to talk about himself. But in a really classy gesture by the Stros, they had a team meeting for the day game at about 10:30 yesterday morning. The team gathered, and they presented Brownie with a Jose Altuve bat signed by the entire Astros team. So a classy gesture to a classy man. And hopefully Bill Brown can enjoy retirement right off into the sunset and enjoy the rest of his life, because he has done a lot of great things to provide a lot of memories for a lot of Astros fans. And I'm sure that the two of you can definitely chime in on that. But Barry, for you being a lifelong Houstonian, Bill Brown has to be probably in the forefront of a lot of your Astros memories.
Yeah, man. It's going to be different not hearing him. He's the consummate professional, but he was really good at what he did, because you heard him. But I've always said, if you notice the broadcaster, that it's kind of like noticing the referees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes guys stand up, like Milo, Milo sometimes would make it about Milo, or you kind of noticed Milo. And
Pally.
With Bill Brown, man, it was like you always enjoyed the game and you enjoyed listening to him, but you never noticed him. He didn't stand out because he just did a good job calling the game. They had good stories, because that's always key,
for sure,
especially in baseball. You got to have good stories. He always had good stories.
There's
very
so much time to kill, whether you're up, down, or, you know, we know how long baseball games are. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, man. So he's really going to be missed, and I'm looking for. I like Ashby. and I like Jeff Blum, although I don't know if he's going to do it or not.
We had Blummer on the show, I think, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And basically got him to say that it's not his call, that it's up to Root Sports, see, that he'd like to be back. And we said,
I really like him.
I love Jeff Blum kind of bringing that new youthful touch to broadcasting, for sure. Yeah. And the ultimate way that you can tell how respected a guy is, Bill Brown had a video presented to him on the scoreboard yesterday by Vin Scully. The things going on with Vin Scully and the way that the Dodgers have basically said, please, he's getting too many requests, too many people, that they're trying to limit anybody that has contact with Vin. For Vin to send a video to pay homage to Bill Brown,
Very cool.
A class act as well, but tip of the cap to one Bill Brown. And I'm looking at the phone lines, and my man Josh reminded me of one.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is absolutely at the top of my list. I can't believe I didn't say it, but Josh, welcome to the show. Are you already? Do not be a stranger, because you are bringing a name that for all Rockets fans, all basketball fans, they have to agree.
Well, me personally, I hate him because I'm
say who it is first.
Oh, Joey Crawford.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, as a Spurs fan, I just hate him. Because every play he'd have on my guy Tim Duncan, every time he was officiating the game. But yeah, there was a few other guys that that were on my list. Jaylen Brown is a Jaylen Rose is a commentator. I agree
with that.
Yeah.
And again, as a Spurs fan, I love as a Houstonian, but as a Spurs fan, Clutch the Bear, because he's ruined a few of my jerseys with his silly string spray.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah. So that really is personal.
Don't you think, though, Josh, the deal with Joey Crawford is, I think every team hates Joey Crawford because they feel like that he hates their team, right?
So,
like, if you're a Rockets fan, if you're a Rockets fan, you think Joey Crawford always calls it pro whoever the Rockets are playing, and the Spurs fans feel the same way.
Well, see, the thing with Tim Duncan is that, I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah,
I know exactly where you're going, where he threw him out for absolutely doing nothing on the bench. Yep.
Exactly.
I know exactly where you're going there. But here's the thing with Joey Crawford in my mind, and I've said this publicly several times. Teams, and to your point, Barry, teams and players and fans hate Joey Crawford because Joey Crawford tries to be bigger than the game itself. He tries to be the show within the show. It can't just be a simple hand gesture for a charging foul. He's got to go wind it up and take three big leaping steps and then make this demonstrative motion when he gives the charging call. And it just gets completely under the skin of the everybody that's associated with the team that's getting the shaft on the call or getting the bad end of the call. So I'm totally with you on the Duncan incident, because that was highly scrutinized and he was penalized for it, but I completely agree with that. But more so than anything else, I think because Joey's always tried to be the show within the show and bigger than the game itself, that he's gotten on the wrong side of a lot of people.
But I don't mind a little bit of flash, even with umpires, referees. It's never bothered me, as long as they're calling a good game. Like, when you see some of the guys in baseball, the way they punch people out, that's just kind of part of it. That adds to that moment, right? And I don't have a problem with somebody, if a rep kind of adds a few skips into the charging call, that's kind of caught up in that whole big moment at the time. And that's fine with me. I just want to see the game called fairly. Like, I don't expect to see the Rockets get any calls. But at the same time, you don't want to see, because guys had an agenda against Yao. I mean, that came out. There were documents that came out.
It was basically he got caught because Tony Brothers basically admitted to that.
Yeah, I mean, there was proof that the NBA was officiating Yao differently. And as much as Jeff Van Gundy would bitch about it, nothing was ever done. And so that's the part of the problem for me.
But,
or that's
okay,
the part
so
that I have
thing.
A problem
and a lot
with.
Of things with Joey Crawford rolls over into a newer guy, which is on the top of my list of referees I can't stand in the NBA, and that's Ed Malloy. It's because he's another guy. You'll know him if you see him, because he's the guy that's the king of the demonstrative call. But here's my thing. If you want to be part of the show, then you got to be open in the flow to be able to talk about things. Because if you're the guy that a player comes up to you and goes, Ed, did you see what I'm talking about here? And he shuts you out and gives you about 2 seconds, and then he tees you up. But then on the flip side, if you're gonna be that way, that means you just want no part of any kind of extracurriculars, no antics, no discussion. It's my call in your game. Let's play. But then on the flip side, when he calls traveling, he's going to take 7.5 seconds to think that the spotlight's on him to make the call. Don't like it. Don't like any guys that do that. I think the players are the game. The referees are best when you don't know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Joey Crawford and Ed Molloy would definitely make my list.
Okay.
How about that? All right. Josh, don't be a stranger. Good call. Big Al, you got him on your list. I don't know if it's good, bad. You're going to defend him or you're going to kill him. But you are another one that want to bring up the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. Al? Big Al, turn the radio down. Put the headset and the phone to your ear. You are going to be cut off in 3. Are you there?
Hello.
Al,
hello.
Let's go. Bring it. Why Michael Jordan?
Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael Jordan, that's it for me. You know? Michael
why? Jordan. Why, Al? Why?
I just never liked the guy. I just never liked the guy. And also, he stole a little of my thunder, but I thought you were talking about athlete Joey Crawford also. But Michael Jordan, I guess I just never liked the fact that a lot of kids were getting hurt and killed behind his tennis shoes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that. That is a fact.
Al, we appreciate it. Whether you're big or not, don't be a stranger. Large and in charge on this show. Big Al chiming in with another MJ call.
Somebody had a good text. They said, hey, LeBron got that blockberry, but Kyrie made that bucket when it counted. All right.
There you go. Same.
Somebody doesn't like Conor McGregor for all the smack talk that he does.
I can see that.
Don King? Oh,
Is that the hate game if you put Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather going at it in any way, shape, or form?
He's getting to that point. Conor McGregor is getting to the point where his hate levels is creeping up against Floyd Mayweather. But still, there's a lot of Conor McGregor love out there. So
if those
still not
two square off, does it have to be a UFC type match? It can't. It's not. It's obviously not just a pure boxing match.
It's got to be one or the other. But I don't think it'll ever happen. So
right, I don't either. I think it's just a lot of talk. Barry,
Barry's
knee deep in his computer.
I'm trying to read this because somebody said Don King and he's listing all the reasons why, and he's like, "You could talk about what he did to the greatest in Tyson or even the Jacksons during the victory tour." I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't know, but we played. Can you feel it? We were playing Jackson's tunes the other day.
Did Don King destroy the Jacksons' victory tour? Is this a thing I don't know about?
Barry, we're now going to give you about 4 minutes to investigate that.
All right.
And in the process, I'm going to throw something out for you and the listeners, and I want to see what you feel. So. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to be picked, say, for kickball, dodgeball, something like that from a kid on, right?
Uh-huh.
And they pick someone else,
uh-huh.
But yet you decide and ask, can I be a part of it in another way, like keeping score or being close without actually being able to participate? Think about that. We'll talk about it next. ESPN 97.5 FM.
All right.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew?
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Thursday night NFL burial as the Cincinnati Bengals take on the Miami Dolphins, and it's absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262, and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your week off on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle, and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning out. Right. Favorites running away with the win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call now, 800-220-6262. It's absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now, 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Again, it's absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now, 800-220-6262.
The best, or nothing at all. The same applies to customer service at Star Motor Cars, Houston's oldest authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership. When you buy from Star, you'll buy from a family-owned dealership dedicated to customer service before and after every sale. Our stellar reputation for above and beyond customer service comes from total dedication to customers and a selection of available inventory that reminds each customer exactly how important their business is to Star. The all-new 2017 E-Class is a masterpiece of intelligence. With its signature style, it hugs the road and embraces the driver. The 2017 E-Class is more than a stroke of genius. Simply put, it's revolutionary. Visit Star Motor Cars at 7000 Old Katy Road and test drive the all-new 2017 Mercedes-Benz E-Class or any of Mercedes-Benz luxury vehicles today. Star Motor Cars. Forever luxurious.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands. Even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey guys, AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. School is back in session. Now's the time to spend training your dog. And Man's Best Friend is a professional difference in dog training. My puppy is there now, getting rid of the play biting, the jumping. Doesn't matter the age, they can take care of it. Make your dog a responsible member of your family. Any breed, any age, check them out at mansbestfriend.com or go to ESPN975.com for your chance to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend.
Hey guys, this is MMA fighter Chael Sonnen, and I am here to let you know, if you want to add a little bit of extra excitement to watching sporting events, I strongly recommend that you join BetDSI.com. BetDSI offers odds on football, on mixed martial arts, and on all major sporting and world events. At BetDSI.com, you can not only bet on this week's football games, you can even get action on Trump versus Clinton, and it's happening right now. BetDSI is offering 101% bonus to start using your sports knowledge to score yourself some extra cash. Go to BetDSI.com, enter the promo code BALL101, and you will be on your way to your first payday. Guys, getting started is simple. Register, play, win, and get paid.
Customers always say, I don't need the money. I understand most of my customers don't need the money, but they want the most money, and that's why they're coming to me at GiveMeTheVIN.com. This isn't some title Max Pawn Shop deal. This is hard money, dealer money, the real world. My name's John Clay Wolf. Give me your VIN number, push a couple of pictures, and I'll reply with an offer. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Fast, easy, hard money right now. No BS.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
We got a good one going, gang, and we got about a half hour left. So if you want to join us, make sure you're a part of the family, 713-780-ESPN, or you can tweet us. We would love to hear from you. And before the break, I decided to tell Barry, or ask Barry, if there was ever a situation when there was a team being picked or something going on and you were in the running and they called and told you they selected somebody else, would you ask if you could still be a part of it without actually participating? And I gave you the example of like a kid on the playground and they're picking teams for kickball and they pick someone else instead of you for the last spot, so you're out. But you, instead of being mad about it, turn around and say, can I keep score or can I be around it? Now, let me put this in context, and then I'll let you respond, because I think you're responding one way now, but I think this is a different animal, but yet you're still probably going to have the same reaction. So we mentioned earlier in the show, the Ryder Cup's going on, United States versus Europe in golf this week, and it's a big deal if you know anything or you're a fan of golf.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, the United States picks their team differently than the Europeans. And they have captain's picks. So essentially, most of the team is predominantly picked by where you finish in the standings so that the top guys not only have a good year, they automatically qualify for the team. Mm-hmm. The last three are captain's picks. And the captain this year happens to be Davis Love III, who's still playing on both tours, but a little older guy that knows a lot about the players, but he's allowed to pick, you know, and most guys when they're captains pick the next three guys that are in line in the money list, or in the case of they just had their tour championship last week, you take the guy, if the guy that wins it or is runner up and is is playing really well, you take the hot hand, you take that guy. Mm-hmm. So Bubba Watson, who's a very popular name in golf and a guy that had a really good year, was hoping to get a spot on that team. And Davis Love picked up the phone on Sunday after the Players Championship, and he decided to pick tour champion runner-up Ryan Moore to complete his team. To which Bubba Watson said, "I still want to be a part of the team, and if you'll have me, I'd be interested in doing anything and everything just to be there and be a part of it." And even the guys on tour started shaking their head going, "Are you serious?"
Hell
and he's
no.
Now there, got there on his own dime. They made him vice captain of the team, but he literally is clowning with guys on tour saying, "I'll be your water boy. I'll bring you drinks. I'm just happy to be here and support the team." And I'm just saying, inside of me, I mean, look, I tip my cap to Bubba. That's a heck of a gesture. But in my mind, especially if I was in the running and I feel like I can play with anybody, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, he's a better man than me, because I'd be like, hell no, I'm nowhere near that if you don't want to have me. I'm not coming in caddying for these dudes that I feel like I could beat. No, I think it's either, you know, I mean, I'm not saying he's not competitive, but maybe he looks at it differently. Maybe he just looks at it as he's going out there to represent his country in any way he can participate and do that is his thing. And that's cool, but I don't know, man. I believe I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either, but hats off to him. Bubba Watson really stepping up for his country and his team, and it's been taken note by players on tour, because a lot of people have really criticized the fact that he's got a quirky personality. He's not always the happiest of guys.
Yeah.
But the guys are saying this says a lot about the true character of Bubba Watson. So he will be there for the Ryder Cup this weekend, but he will be on the sidelines cheering on all the other golfers representing the United States. So I thought that was interesting. Threw that out there. We've again continued to get tweets and everybody chiming in about their most hated. And we've had some people on that subject to chime in. And you've been watching Twitter. Another interesting NBA note worth bringing up. We had talked about Joey Crawford. We talked about some of the NBA things, but the NBA has supposedly changed their rules, and this is coming from NBA official, at NBA official with the NBA logo, so an NBA site. Coaches this year are going to be able to go over what's happening in the game with players in real time on tablets. So now, instead of having to get the video room to try and put together something that they can look at halftime or when the players go in the locker room, just like the NFL, when you see them in between series, mm-hmm. go and not only have to talk on the phone, but they can actually take the tablet and they can look at plays and defenses and whatever. That's going to be allowed in the NBA. And I think in a lot of ways, that's going to change the game, because now guys can strategize on the fly, on the run, on the bench. And really, guys, coaching staffs can change approaches, philosophies, sets in real time. That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, all these sports need to embrace technology. Baseball needs to do a better job of it. There's a whole another topic for another day, but you know, there's discussions that they have the technology to automate balls and strikes with a strike zone. Like, you can put a strike zone up there. You don't need an umpire back there calling balls and strikes, and then the call would be 100% accurate. And they don't embrace that, and there's the whole human touch versus
whatever. I can't
tell
you how many times I go to Pitch Tracker, or I'm screaming at the TV going,
"Yeah,
go back to that, because that did not look like a strike."
So they have the technology. It's just at what, you know, I mean, baseball moves at a snail's pace compared to the other sports when it comes to embracing technology. But it is good to see the NBA start to incorporate more of that. And they should. If you have the means, why not?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I think the more technology, the better, because it can only make – at the end of the day – what it all comes down to and what everybody should focus on, it's just about getting the calls right.
Exactly.
You know? So from an officiating perspective, the fact that I like replay in Major League Baseball, yep. I like replay in basketball, is because at the end of the day, all you're worried about is, I don't care. Obviously, you'd like them to get it done as quick as possible, but as long as you get it right and a team or a player doesn't get screwed because of a bad call, And I immediately think back to in baseball, the perfect game being taken away by the play at first base. Yeah. Just get it right.
Yep.
Just go
get it
review
right.
It. Get it right. Don't take a once in a lifetime chance from a guy that basically has proven to be otherwise a mediocre player, but your chance to be in baseball history forever with a perfect game, and you take it away, and the call was wrong. That's going to sit with that umpire forever, but that's going to sit with that kid as well, and that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you got screwed out of something and there was a chance to write it, make it right. Make it right. Mr. Josh Like a Boss on Twitter said, Papa's going to hate this newfangled technology that he's getting, which is probably true. Somebody checked in with Carl Malone, assaulted that. Yo, Adrian said, Lennox Lewis? How the hell could you hate Lennox Lewis? I don't understand what he did, but he also said he hated 1984 Doug Flutie.
He did it.
I kind of appreciated that.
Hey, on that note, we've got Patrick on hold. Patrick's got a guy that can be a love him and a hate him in the same state, but I think they're bordering more on hate. Patrick, bring it.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? You got a name that you're going to recognize.
I have a hatred for Johnny Manziel that is very deep, and it's because he has every shred of God-given talent that anybody could ever ask for and has done absolutely nothing with it because he can't stop being a Silver Spoon punk. All of my A&M buddies all of a sudden overnight became Browns fans, and now I have to deal with watching Browns games on the weekends. So, Johnny Manziel, by far.
Great, great, great name to add to the list, Patrick. Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger. Love it. We'll take another one real quick. Clarence, you want to talk about a man that, in some people's eyes, is a pretty popular dude. Clarence, you there?
Cam Newton. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys hear me?
Yep, we can. Turn the radio down. Just do it on the phone and let us know your hatred for Cam Newton.
Yeah, man, I just think he's a very immature, unprofessional, whiny football player. I mean, I got to understand sometimes things don't go your way, but don't go pouting in the corner like a little baby, getting ready to cry every time someone hits you or someone touches you, but you want to be treated like a quarterback, but you want to be treated as a running back at the same time. I mean, which one you actually want to be? I've been watching Cam since Auburn, and he seems very conflicted on the things he wants to do and how he wants to be perceived and how he wants the refs to call his play style. If you're going to start running and someone hits you, and, all right, Cam is what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
And you start running and the guy's aiming for your chest, what's actually going to happen if you start running and you slide? You're going down to his level when he's aiming for your chest. He's going to hit your head. It's going to happen every time. You expect a call every single time? I mean, come on. I just really don't like him.
No, Clarence, I'm with you, and I appreciate the call. Absolutely right. And I think that also there's a hypocrisy element to Cam Newton, because the stories that I heard and the people that told them talk of a guy that was very, very unprofessional and rude early in his career, and then his management team got to him. And maybe he did turn over a new leaf, but he decided to start giving away footballs and making sure they were, you know, and spending more time with kids. So hopefully he's turned the corner. He's going in the right direction. But I've also seen that whiny attitude when you're that big and he's constantly pleading with the referees to get the roughing the passer call. Gets a little old, kind of like Karl Malone in basketball. When you're that big and strong, hard to believe that you're whining for calls, but it happens. Hey, what happens every day, Monday through Friday? This show, 1 to 4 p.m. We want you to be a part of it. ESPN, 97.5 FM.
ESPN, 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Houston, get ready for WWE SmackDown Live, the final Houston event this year, televised worldwide from Houston's Toyota Center. Tuesday night, December 6th, see WWE World Champion AJ Styles.
The champ that runs the camp!
Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, Women's Champion Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and many more in action. Tickets available 10 a.m. this Friday at HoustonToyotaCenter.com.
Football season is finally here, and you have to head to your local Sawgrass Steakhouse with 57 locations and growing. There is one in the city you're going to be at for your game. Waco, Austin, College Station, Houston, we have you covered at Sawgrass Steakhouse. They are the best at what they do. 25 years of perfection, average just doesn't cut it. Get ready for the big game with a great meal at Sawgrass Steakhouse. Head to sawgrass.com, find the location nearest you, and enjoy a great steak before the game. That's sawgrass.com.
Over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs this weekend at DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments. Play when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, follow the action live. Use code word Houston at DraftKings.com now. Play free with your first deposit. That's Houston to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See site for details. DraftKings.com, promo code Houston.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Hey, it's Joe DiCamera, and if you're like me, you love this time of year, football season. And if you love looking at